And around about this time on a Wednesday, Murray Olds comes in and we have a little bit of a groan with a dad joke.
Got some bad ones too for you, mate.
Hit me.
Doctor's doing the rounds and a new nurse kind of overhearing what he's saying. He's yelling out, typhoid, tetanus, measles. Young nurse says to a colleague, why is the doctor yelling out that stuff? Oh, he likes to call the shots around here. There's an old, poor old hobo knocks on the door of a pub. It's called the St. George and the Dragon. The landlady answered. Hello, madam, says this poor old bugger. Can you give us a bite to eat, perhaps, please? No, says the woman, slams the door in his face. A few minutes later, there's another knock at the door. She opens it again. Now, what do you want? I'm just wondering if I can have a few words with George. Lying on his deathbed, there's a rich, miserly old man. He calls out to his long-suffering wife. Listen, I'm not leaving you anything. I want to take all my money with me. Promise me. Promise me you'll put it in the casket. Yes, she says, I promise. I promise. So they're at the funeral. And just as they're screwing the lid down on the miserly old bugger, his wife slips up and puts an envelope into the coffin. She goes and sits back down again, and her best friend looks at her. Surely she didn't put all the money in there. Look, I did promise him, and I always keep my promises. I've just written him a check. If he can cash it, he's welcome to it.
I was at a wedding on the weekend.
How was that?
It was beautiful. Even the cake was in tears.
Oh, boom tish.
Yes. Now, I was trying to find a good Donald Trump joke so we could have a little bit of a chat about Trump afterwards, but there's actually nothing funny about it. None of the jokes are particularly funny anymore, but it's been amazing to see, finally, the backlash. He's been Teflon Billy for so long, able to say whatever he felt like. But coming up, going hard against a gold star family, I know you and I were talking about not being super familiar with that term. It's actually a United States-based organization founded back in 2005 for people who've lost family members in the Iraq War. And that means they're entitled to display a gold star as that family.
You're right.
Now, he's gone in really hard on the Muslim angle and everyone is backlashing, Republicans and Democrats alike.
Well, even his own Republican side now. I mean, don't forget, Trump's got a history here. Just go back another step. I mean, Trump himself, his Vietnam...
How many deferments?
Well, he got five deferments, four because he was studying at the Wharton School of Finance. And the medical classification, he had a bone spur. This is a guy who was 6'2", played basketball, baseball, was very, very active in college life, but of course was the son of a mega-rich businessman.
Mm.
And suddenly a bone spur prevents him going and getting called up for the draft to go and fight in Vietnam. Leave it there. Many others also were given medical deferments.
George W. Bush.
George W. Bush, whose father was a war hero.
Yes, I know.
So anyway, Trump, one of his policies is to ban Muslim immigration. And I guess this Pakistan immigrant family to the United States, happened to be Muslim, the Khan family. Their son joined up. He joined the American army, went to Iraq, and lost his life in extraordinary circumstances. He was killed. This is a Muslim American soldier, the Khan family's son, 28 years old. He was a platoon captain serving in Iraq, saw a suicide car bomber driving towards his men. He said, get out of the way, ran towards the vehicle, and died in the subsequent explosion. Now, not unreasonably, I suppose, the Khan family wants to defend Muslim immigration. They are themselves migrants. And so they made the mistake of standing up at Hillary Clinton's inauguration as Democratic nominee last week and saying, if Donald Trump's policies were in place, we wouldn't be here and our son wouldn't have died fighting for America.
And that powerful line, he has sacrificed nothing.
That's what Mrs. Khan said. Donald Trump sacrificed nothing. Look at his sleek. His sons look like otters. They're so sleek and well-groomed and well-fed. I bet they've never seen the inside of a recruitment centre.
Ever.
So the blowback has been very severe, and it's getting worse. At least one Republican has gone public overnight saying he will not vote for Trump in November. He will, in fact, vote for Clinton. Such has been the backlash. Now, the President, Barack Obama, has just listed it. He said, if this guy is going to go after a Gold Star family like this, they've lost their son, a Muslim migrant family, whose son died for this country, and you're attacking them, you're crazy.
Now, John McCain did a beautiful speech about this, sort of, you know, wrote it up. He's released it. You can find it online, just sort of saying that you do not do this. Now, of course, John McCain suffered at the hands of Donald Trump himself, who mocked him for being a prisoner of war.
My heroes didn't get caught, CSIT. Now, this is a guy, McCain was a Navy pilot in Vietnam, shot down over North Vietnam, spent 5 years in the Hanoi Hilton as a POW with the North Vietnamese, and on multiple occasions declined the offer of early release. He said, no, I'm not leaving until my men leave. Now, if that's not bravery, I'm sorry, I'll have to go back and look at the word again. Trump mocked him. My heroes don't get caught. Now, what Obama's done is put the... Because, as you say, McCain has criticised Trump for his remarks about this dead soldier's family. Obama's now put the heat back on them. He says, listen, if you're that opposed to this guy, come out and publicly say so and disendorse Trump.
Disendorse Trump.
He's not going away.
He's not going away, but as I said, this is the first time we've seen him cop severe blowback.
Yeah.
He has finally made that step too far, but probably too late, unfortunately.
Well, look, here's the thing. It's just a cast iron rule of politics. You never go after, I don't know, widows or the families of war dead. I mean, there are some targets that are just off limits. What Trump did last week and continues to do just beggars belief. What's he doing? What's he trying to achieve?
I don't think he knows. I think that's part of the problem. I don't think he has an active plan until that mouth opens and it just comes tumbling out.
It's the wind blow his tongue around.